Aztalan showcases a society called Middle Mississippian that lived on the site between about 1000 and 1300 AD. Wisconsin's Ho-Chunk tribe says it also has a link to the land. The roughly 200-acre park contains remains of pyramid-like mounds and a recreated stockade. One part of the new master plan approved by the DNR board calls for a new visitor center at Aztalan. Park specialist Dana White Quam says the building will allow more teaching to take place.
Right now we have interpretive panels and an interpretive brochure, but not everybody gets a clear understanding of what the park is all about. We want to make sure that everybody that comes into the park leaves with a clear understanding of what it's all about.
Quam says the center would also allow the DNR to have someone on site to protect against vandalism. The state says the park also needs protection from development just outside the park's boundaries. So the master plan also calls for acquiring the development rights and scenic easements on some neighboring farmland. Wisconsin State archaeologist Robert Birmingham says that would help keep Aztalan special.
In other sites, in other situations like it, you have subdivisions coming right up to the site. It's hard for people to imagine what life was like 1,000 years ago with so much intrusion. So this plan allows for a buffer zone that will preserve a very unique part of Wisconsin history.
The DNR is hoping for a mix of private and public dollars to make the changes at Aztalan. The park currently has 80,000 visitors each year. With Aztalan's proximity to Madison, Milwaukee, and Chicago, state officials contend usage of the park could quadruple within the next couple of decades. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.